I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all over the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. So much to talk about in the sports world. No Mike Wilson with me today, but you people can get involved with me at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on my Twitter. It's Dorfont Sports there. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorfont Sports there. IG, it would be the real Dorfont Sports there. All right, so much to talk about in the sports world. We got baseball, obviously, in full throttle. Those Yankees continue to whip up on the competition, but quite frankly, I'm seeing what's going down in the National League with the Dodgers, and they are starting to draw closer and closer to having the best record in all of baseball. So it'll be interesting to see what's going on in baseball. Basketball is always interesting in the sense of Kevin Durant. We don't know what's going to happen with Kevin Durant right now, do we? We have no idea what's going on with KD. But with that being said, tell you what, keep your eyes, keep your ears open, and you never know what may just happen, because sooner or later, something's going to go down, and somebody's going to cry enough. Believe me, I'll talk about that plenty today, crying in sports. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close. On the other side, my professor of sports, John Poulter. I'll be right back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margarines are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, sausage patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy doing a little solo show today, and I'm going to be joined here in a moment by my professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to me all the way from Toronto, Canada. Didn't mention this in the open, and it's going to be a theme of the program, at least for me today, and that is if you whine and you cry enough in sports these days, you're going to get what you want, okay? It's sad, that's the way it is, but it's the truth, man. And if there's one thing you people should know about me, I don't want to lie to you. I try to tell you the truth. I try to be as honest and open and transparent as possible. To me, that's what I see in sports going on right now. I've seen it for a while. It's been happening for a long time. You cry, you whine, you bitch, you moan, and you get what you want. And then you don't perform. And here's the other thing that's really, really annoying me about sports these days. And I know John Poulter's here, so you can chime in with me on this in a moment, John. What bothers me a lot about sports today is instead of paying people based on their merits and what they have already done, we are continuing to pay people on potential based on what we think they might do in the future, not based on what they have done already. Crazy, 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 crazy. And people are turning down $440 million contracts at that point. It's insane to me. All right, let's welcome in my professor of sorts, John Poulter. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well. How about you?
Well, as you can tell, I'm heated up. And most of this, it stems from this Kyler Murray situation that just took place here in Arizona. The guy gets $160 million guaranteed. He gets $230 over 5 years. They got him through 2028. But quite frankly, am I crazy? I think sports today, it's all about what we think somebody can do, not really about what they have done already.
Yeah, it's an interesting comment. I caught the back end of your comment as I hooked up here, and it's kind of interesting, and it's almost getting that way now in sports that they're paying for the potential. If we look back 10 or 15 years, specifically in baseball and hockey, the two sports that I follow the most closely, it was almost the other way around. You were finding teams paying guys in free agency for what they had done with other teams. They were paying guys on their history. They were collecting a payday late. I didn't
yes.
like that. I don't like this Soto issue anymore, and I like that. Is there a happy medium? Yeah, there probably is. Will we see it? No, because neither side is willing to come to their senses. But you know, I sit down and we started to talk about this last week because the news was fresh at the time that Soto and his $440 million contract. And I made a comment that, you know, was kind of off the top of my head at the time, but now that I've had a chance to reflect on it, it's sort of sitting with me even more of a stronger comment than before, and that is that he's put himself now and he's put the Washington Nationals in a position now where it's going to be very hard to deal him because, yes, he's an attractive talent, a contract to pick up because of his talent and the fact that he's got 2.5 years left of time on that contract. He's cost certainty for the next 2.5 years. But when you sit back and look at what the Washington Nationals are asking for here, and you then look at the fact that he's going to want to go to a winner that has a chance to win a World Series, he's going to have to go to a team that needs an outfielder, he's going to have to go to a team that has the prospect and young player pool to pay the price, and he's going to have to go to a team that wants to pay him the money that he's going to be looking for in 2.5 years. That makes that list awfully short. I think it's 5 teams. I've seen as many as 7 names out there. I think it's 5 teams. But, you know, if they can deal him for what they want and one of those 5 teams is willing to come to the table, then, hey, I think the Washington Nationals are going to make a great deal because they're by far the worst team in baseball right now. I think they've got the worst, the lowest number of wins. They've given up the most runs. They've got the highest number of losses, so they're right at the bottom in everything. They're in need of a quick start to rebuild this thing. That would be the way to do it if they could make that deal, but I just don't see it happening that quickly, quite frankly. I think this is an off-season deal, if it's any deal at all.
Just putting that in perspective for people, the New York Yankees are the opposite of the Washington Nationals at this point. They both have 65 in common. They both have 31 in common.
That's right.
But they're completely different, 31 and 65. Obviously, the Nationals have 31 wins. The Yankees have 65 wins. The Nationals obviously have the 65 losses. The Yankees have the 31 wins. I'm guessing that would be one of the teams that potentially could go after him. However, I just want to make this point. I think it's ironic when you think about it, John. You know, the All-Star game came and went. The Home Run Derby came and went. And Juan Soto was right in the middle of a lot of that stuff when you really think about it. Like, you know, sometimes that's just the way the ball bounces, right? But other times it's like, why is this guy in the middle of the limelight when he just turned this big deal down and now all these eyes and the public are looking at him and looking to see what his next move might be? And then, bam, this guy is, you know, he at the All-Star game, if I remember correctly, he got that out on Rodriguez late in the ball game. He obviously wins the Home Run Derby. Collects that $1 million, which would make a huge difference for that rookie versus Juan Soto, who just turns down that $440 million contract. Like, there were some things that were going on there that night, John, that in my head I'm going, I don't want to see this guy win. I don't want to see this, that, or the other. And then, bam, it all took shape and form for him.
Yeah, he kind of had a week to remember, didn't he? He was in the news for a lot of reasons, and I don't know whether there's any truth to this or not, because it's only information that I have read in newspapers and heard on radios, and we all know how those people can twist a story anytime in any way that they wish. But I understand that he had a bit of a disagreement with the Nationals because the Nationals would not pay for a charter to get him to Los Angeles for the Home Run Derby, so he flew commercial. So does that mean that there's a little bit of a war going on between these two sides, and are they mad at each other? And if they are mad at each other, the question is, how does that shake out in terms of any potential trade? I think that's something we want to keep our eye on in the next little while for sure.
No, that's a good point, too, because, like, let's just say he winds up, I mean, we know the eventual what happened. He did win, but maybe he wins and he you know, delivers it in a crazy way where it's like, yeah, I wouldn't have been able to be here, but the Nationals, they sent me on their plane. We're going to work through that. He could have answered a lot of questions potentially with that if things would have gone down a little bit different. All right, let's talk some X's and O's now. Yankees and the Dodgers. Looks to me like, you know, they could potentially be on that crash course to meet each other. But I do think there's going to be some resistance along the way, obviously, like from Houston, potentially, I don't know what to make of Minnesota, and I'm not, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath there. Tampa, I do think Tampa's a solid baseball team. It makes it difficult when you're playing, you know, in the same division as the Yankees, right? And they're 12 games ahead of you. They've been as many as 15 or 16, whatever it is. I don't even know. But the point is I do think there will be some resistance along the way. But how important do you feel home field advantage is?
I think it's extremely important, you know, but when you look at this, you know, you've mentioned the Houston Astros, and we've been talking about the Yankees all season about how demanding they have been and how influential they have been and how they've basically dominated Major League Baseball. Don't look too quickly, but the Astros have won two games less and only lost one game more. So they're starting to feel a little bit of heat for the overall record. I mean, there's no question that the Yankees are going to win the American League East, 12 up on Tampa Bay, as you mentioned, 12 and a half up on a sort of a resurging Toronto Blue Jay team. Boston falling by the wayside a little bit now, back 16 and a half games after having a very strong June. They've kind of gone in the dumper in July. I think home field is big, and I think it's big simply because we are seeing a lot of teams, we're seeing the gap being so much better now, or bigger now, between the haves and the have-nots. And there's becoming a real chasm in the middle than we have ever seen before. And I think the last time I looked, there was only 8 teams that were playing better than 500 against other teams that were better than 500. That's a very small percentage of 30 Major League Baseball teams. So that gap is there. I think home field is going to be a huge advantage to whoever gets it. Fairly safe to say that in the American League, and at least for the first round, the Yankees and the Astros will be the 1-2 seeds and will get the byes. I mean, their leads are 12 games in both of those divisions. It will get a little bit critical if those teams eventually meet in the second round or in the American League Championship Series. Home field could very well be the deciding factor there, but I think the Yankees are going to have a bit of a challenge because they lost Michael King this week to a fractured elbow. He's gone for the rest of the season. He has been key to that good bullpen that the Yankees have. He's pitched multiple innings each time he's been out there. He's got some really good numbers. I think he's made 34 appearances, and he's pitched 51 innings. So, you know, an inning and a half every time he goes out. And in today's day and age, an inning and a half out of a reliever is pretty good mileage. So I think that's going to hurt the Yankees. Probably it's going to make the Yankees look at picking somebody up at the trade deadline, because we all know the Yankees never sit still at the trade deadline.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, so what my eyes are telling me is the Yankees are a very solid ball club at home. The Rays are a pretty solid ball club at home. The Blue Jays are a solid ball club at home. The Astros are pretty solid at home. And the Dodgers, other than that, I think other teams don't really care that much about home field. I know we got to take a break. He's John Poulter. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll get back at it on the other side. Keep it close.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
All righty, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, my professor of sports, John Poulter. He comes to me all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk baseball. Sometimes we talk hockey when it makes sense. We should have done that a couple few weeks ago when the draft happened, but we missed that, and now it's into baseball, hot and heavy, as we know. Hey, I'm just curious, John. When's the last time you went to a baseball game? I'm just wondering.
2019.
Okay, so as
no home games in Toronto, of course, in 2020 because of the pandemic. The first half of the season in 2021 was split between Dunedin and Buffalo. And by the time they started playing here in August, I had sort of lost interest in going to a baseball game with all the health regulations and so on and so forth. I just didn't think it was worth the hassle and decided to pass this year as well. I'll probably get back to it next year, but I haven't been to a ball game in 3 years, and that's withdrawal for me because, as you know, I love to live at the ballpark, and it's been 3 years since I've been in a major league ballpark, and I'm starting to get to withdrawal from it.
All right, so you're the perfect guy to throw this out here with, because we are seeing it all over in every way, shape, and form, whether we see it at the gas pumps or we see it in the grocery stores or we see it wherever. And I think you know what I'm talking about. We're talking about inflation. If my numbers are correct, we're at like a 9.1% inflation rate, which is like the highest it's been in four decades or something like that. Okay, so we're seeing it with the ticket prices, obviously, of course, and that goes along the board. It doesn't matter what sport we're talking about. But what I am going to tell you, since you haven't been to a game in so long, and I'll tell you the truth, it's probably similar for me, probably 2019, maybe even 2018. I don't even know, okay? But the point is you and I are smarter than we may seem, John, because we are saving ourselves money by not going to these games right now, not only with the ticket prices but at the concession stands. Everywhere in that arena, wherever you're at, the ballpark, whatever arena it is, everything has been affected by this. So my question is this, John. How long can we continue to maintain doing this?
Well, you know, we've kind of touched on this in previous years since the pandemic, you know, because of the dollars and the cents. And I got to think we're close to the breaking point, but I've thought that for a couple of years now. You know, I mean, you go to a hockey game, you go to a baseball game, an alcoholic beverage is like $10 Canadian, a hot dog is like $8.50. I mean, come on, $8.50 for a hot dog? I mean, $5 for a bottle of water. We all know what a bottle of water costs to some of these huge organizations that buy them by the millions and buy them in bulk and buy them at discount. At $5.50 a bottle of water, they're making $5 a bottle. There's no question about that, maybe more. At some point in time, people just have to dig their heels in and say, I'm just not going to buy anything there. And quite frankly, I couldn't tell you the last thing I bought at a hockey rink or a Major League Baseball stadium at the concessions. And part of that is because of a health issue. The other part of it is I just will not fork over $5.50 for a bottle of water. I'll just take one with me. I mean, water's a lot cheaper at home than it is at the arena. Yeah, sure, I've got to put it in my knapsack and lug it down on the train. But at the end of the day, to me, I think that's what everybody needs to do. And at some point in time, if everybody started doing that, we'd see these concession prices come down. But I don't know what it costs to take a family of four to a baseball game anymore. When my wife and I go, it's just the two of us. So, you know, it's palatable. But for somebody that's trying to take two kids and two spouses to a baseball game, it's got to be one of two things. You're either buying cheaper seats or you're going half as often. And neither of those, to me, is the proper experience. So I think it's got to happen soon. Sooner or later, these stadiums will understand it's better to fill the stadium and charge people less than it is to charge people more and only have half the stadium filled. I don't know when common sense is going to become a factor, but it certainly hasn't become a factor so far.
As we know, common sense is extremely uncommon these days. And I think you have a great point, but I think it's almost impossible for what you said to take place, which is, and I'm right there with you, because we bring our own water bottles to games and things like that. It just makes sense. I'm sorry, but especially here in Arizona, it's so damn hot all the time. I'm always carrying water with me. So I find it like an insult to my intelligence. Like, seriously, they're just insulting us with everything that they're doing. And not only are we paying more, but we're getting less for what we're paying too. So I think it is one of those things where enough people have to complain. Enough people have to make a statement by not continuing to contribute to that and buying things at those concession stands, like you said. All right, something I am buying, though, and I'm pretty sure you're buying this. Tim Kirkjian being a Hall of Famer. What is it about this guy that makes him so special?
Good question. I probably have to think about it before I came up with any kind of a detailed answer. But to me, I think the guy he's a good writer. He delivers himself well when you see him on television. He certainly has contacts within the game. I mean, some of the leads that he comes up with are excellent. To me, he's very professional. He doesn't pass them along as if they're gossip. He passes them along as if they're fact. And rightly or wrongly, I mean, I've never met the man, but rightly or wrongly, I always get the impression that he never really shares a story unless he's checked it out for legitimacy before he delivers that story. And to me, that's somebody that deserves a lot of respect in his field. And he's got, you know, time. Time is a great factor here. He's been doing this for a lot of years, and I think it's a very deserved election, quite frankly.
I think you hit the nail on the head, to be honest. When you talk about journalists, when you talk about people that are trying to make a mark in this business, and it's usually with some sort of a hot take. It's usually with some kind of it comes with a price. And I think that guys like Tim Kirkjian, they don't exist anymore, because he actually, like you're saying, he did his due diligence. And I think he went through the right channels to create his stories. And I also, like you said, I think he had very good relationships, not only with organizations, with ball players. And I think he's a guy that people really liked. And you know, there are these people in all these businesses, all these sports, that they get the know, they get the skinny, they get the scoop all the time. Well, Tim Kirkjian was one of those guys that always gets the scoop. scoop. You know, like a Buster Olney, he also gets a lot of the scoop. And those are guys that are in the know on a lot of what's going on in Major League Baseball. So to me, it's one of those things where I appreciate guys that do things the right way. I appreciate guys that actually, they're not trying to be the story. They just give you the story. And to me, that's what Tim Kirkjian did.
Yeah, I would put Ken Rosenthal in that same bracket as well.
Sure.
Andy, same thing. He's always up for, not necessarily always first, but he's generally the first one to have the story right. And that, to me, means something. That's one of the reasons that he's one of the journalists that I follow on Twitter. I'm always happy to read his articles because they're always well-researched and they're always fact-based. And in this business, it's just so easy for anybody to come up with some blockbuster trade that they suspect might happen, and the only place it's happening is in that person's imagination. You don't see that very often with the two gentlemen that we've just mentioned. I would kind of put them in the same bracket, quite frankly.
What makes David, since we're going down this road, what makes David Ortiz a Hall of Famer?
Well, I guess the obvious one. He played on a good team that won a few championships. He basically worked very hard. He was, to some extent, he was a one-dimensional player. I mean, he was primarily a designated hitter, and while he did play some first base in his early times with the Minnesota Twins and in the National League games when the Red Sox were playing National League games in World Series parks and so on, he did play some first base. But, I mean, essentially, if it wasn't for the DH, David Ortiz would not have anything close to the numbers that he has. But here's a guy that came up off the garbage pail, really, because he was cut by the Minnesota Twins. He was a free agent to sign anywhere. The Red Sox took a chance on him. He made the most of that second chance.
Absolutely. Hey, John, as always, a pleasure. We'll catch up next week, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, Andy. Stay well, take care, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, my professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. I got to take a break. I'll come back and get into some of this craziness that's going on in the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in, my people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. You can get at me a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always holler at me, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can hit me up on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Check me out on IG. It would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, I want to get into some of my real talk here, okay? Because at the end of the day, I'm a little bit old school. Because I feel like you need to earn your stripes. I feel like you need to earn your money. And in today's sports world, it's about getting angry. It's about getting upset. It's about moaning and groaning as much as you possibly can until you get what you want. Whether you deserve it or you don't, you're going to cry. You're going to complain. You're going to get upset about things. You're going to complain about maybe wanting to get traded. And then all of a sudden, they're going to throw a bunch of money at you, and you're going to be happy. Or in some cases, like a Juan Soto, they're going to throw a ridiculous amount of money at you, and you're going to turn it down. I don't know whatever happened to planning out your contract, earning your money, and getting paid. It makes a lot of sense to me. But with what's going on in the sports world, with guys like Kevin Durant, Kyler Murray, okay, Kevin Durant, I know he's a champion. I know this. I know a lot of people think he's the greatest player in the game right now. I don't feel that way. Is he a great player? Absolutely. Is he a guy that can help you win a championship? Absolutely. But at what cost? What freaking cost? Are you going to be paying out to the team to get that guy? So I think that in a lot of ways, what people think other people are worth, see that's the problem. That's the issue right there. And I'm gonna go old school one more time. We think about jobs in this world. We think about what people do to make an impact on people's lives. And don't get me wrong, sports are extremely important. I talk them for crying out loud. They're extremely important. Been around for 700 some odd years, maybe. But the point is this. It's a skill that a lot of people admire, and you entertain them. And in a lot of ways, hopefully you're having a real positive impact on people's life. But in actuality, like, is that an important job? Is that more important than what a doctor does or a lawyer or a school teacher, for crying out loud? And in my humble opinion, no, it's not. It's just valued a lot different. Right? Like, when you think about it, it's just, we put values on certain things. And the amount of value that we put on sports in the world, it's enormous. It's almost like everything takes a back seat to sports. And the only thing that really means anything is how much money you can get and how many people you can get to watch your sport, which all makes sense. Like, it all makes a lot of sense. But again, I'm going to go back to, is it really that important? Is it really a need? And in my life, it is a need. Like, I need to watch sports. I need to have sports in my life. Whether I'm playing tennis, whether I'm talking about sports, whether I go to the gym and work out, whether I go play basketball. Like, I need sports in my life. Like, I'm sure most of the people that I'm talking to in this audience, you need sports in your life. But holy hell. Like, when is enough enough? When are we going to be so angry and upset about how much it's costing us to go to games and how much you got to pay some dude to keep him happy? And if you don't, he's going to complain and cry and gripe and moan about your organization. The same organization that's paying him all that damn money. All right, so here's where I'm going with this, if you're not catching the wave. When a guy like Kyler Murray gets $160 million guaranteed, he gets $230 million over a five-year span. They got him till 2028. And you really haven't done that much in this league. Okay, so you're going to tell me that when you give a dude $46 million a year, that all of a sudden he has this incentive and he's going to want to go out there and give it his all? What are you paying him for? Why did you just give him all that money when you weren't really happy with the job that he's been doing? And then here's the other part of this, right? Like, we put values on things, and then we just say, okay, well, that person's worth that much money. If you were to tell me that you think Kyler Murray is worth the same amount of money that Aaron Rodgers is worth, I'm going to tell you that I think you're insane. But yet, they're right there. They're neck and neck with what they're going to be making. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think Aaron Rodgers would be worth that $46, $47 million a year. But he is. You want to know why? Because somebody is willing to pay them that much money. So that's the combat to my argument about we're paying people too much. But we are. I mean, flat out, we're paying them too much. But if somebody's willing to pay them that much money, the argument would be, well, then they're not overpaid. Okay, sure. There's some truth to that, is my point. And I think it's fair, and I can bend a little bit. But then I'm going to combat you with this. If you're giving one dude that much money, what does that do to the rest of your squad? It gives you a lot less money to sprinkle around to the other people. And then what kind of animosity happens from that situation as well? So yeah, I think there's a lot of economical issues that are going on in the sports world right now, and it's more and more that we're seeing. You're getting paid on potential, you're getting paid on what they think you can do in the future. More and more and more, and then when they don't live up to that, well, something's got to give at that point. It's a lot easier to, like, fire executives. And then when you got to move guys, see, like, that leads me to where we're at with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, right? Like, what do you do with these dudes? Because they control so much of your team. So you're trying to get value back from something like that. And to get the value back, You want to trade four or five dudes, and then you want to get draft picks for years to come. Here's what you really want. You want a freaking sucker, man. You want a freaking sucker to come and take your bait. It's like playing a game of chicken. Because at the end of the day, here's what I'm going to tell you, what I really think happens there. I think those dudes go back to Brooklyn. And those dudes, they're miserable for another season on the floor, or maybe a little bit less. Because maybe come January, it'll be so disgusting. It'll be so distraught. It'll be so dysfunctional that nobody will want to continue to deal with that nonsense. It's crazy, man. Like, come on, people. It's crazy how we're letting a few people dictate what's going on in their sport, in their world. Like, look at LeBron James crying and moaning. He wants Kyrie. And he's having issues with the Lakers right now. Wants to know if they're committed. Like, you're not committed if you don't want to get Kyrie. Come on now. That right there is just freaking twisted. It's backwards. Sorry, not sorry, man. Like, come on. How in the world are we letting a few individuals basically control everything? It's absolutely insane to me. You know, back in the day, people used to get so angry and upset. Like, the owners, they got too much control. You know what's happened since then? Things have completely shifted gears, and now, quite frankly, I'm sorry, but the players have way too much control. The players are dictating everything and anything nowadays. When they're not happy, they kick, they scream, they cry, and they either get what they want as far as from that squad, that team, that organization, or they're going to get it so bad that they have to get dealt. That's the world we're living in, man. That's the world we're living in right now. And if you like it, fine. I'd love to hear about it from you if you like it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. But I'm telling you right now, if you're not frustrated, if you're not aggravated, if you're not a little bit disappointed with what you're seeing everywhere in the world, then you're not paying attention. You're unaware. And again, I'm here to help you. I'm here to tell you the truth, for crying out loud. Do I love sports? Absolutely. Absolutely. But do I think what's going on in all the games with the players taking so much control? Do I like that? No, I don't. Did I like it when the owners had too much control? No, I didn't like that either. Like, you need an outside source to come in here and, like, put everything together. The players' union versus the owners. Come on now. It's a joke. It's a freaking joke. The sports world, to me, right now, we got to figure this out. It's like everything. It's like everything going on in the world, man. Nothing is that much different. Like, we're all the same. We all bleed red. We all make bad decisions at times. We all make good decisions at times. We got to figure this out sooner than later. I know I got to take a break. I hear that music. All right, I'll come back. I'll wrap up hour number one, but... Sports, man. We need them, but at what cost? I got to take a break. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. I'll be right back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. You can get at me a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always call me at 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on my Twitter. It's Dorfon Sports. You can hit me up on my Facebook. It's Dorfon Sports there. You can hit me up on my Instagram. It would be the real Dorfon Sports there. Talk to John Poulter this hour. We did our usual Major League Baseball chat, roundup, discussion. Tim Kirkjian, now a Hall of Famer. And I love that dude as a journalist, a broadcaster, an analyst of Major League Baseball. And I truly think there are guys in this business and women in this business that have done things right for a long, long time. He's that guy. He really is. He's a special individual. And I think that what he does in this business, it's a lost art. Real journalism, like not being the story and just reporting the news, reporting what you see with your eyes, reporting what you're seeing on the field, and giving us your real emotions. There's something special about that. So kudos to Tim Kirkjian, for real, man. Kudos to you, Merrill. Kudos to you, man. Obviously, another theme, and I'm going to keep it rolling in hour number two. What's going on in the sports world right now? If you cry, if you complain, if you gripe, if you moan, if you groan, You get where I'm going. If you act as angry and upset as you humanly possibly can, you're probably going to get what you want. And unfortunately, man, like, it's a sad state of affairs. It really is. Because Wolfman is old school. I'm completely old school. So I hate seeing people get paid based on potential, not merit. Gotta take it, man. I'll do it. I'll be back. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is. It is.
USA Radio News.
Firefighters are on high alert, working relentlessly on a fast-moving wildfire near Yosemite National Park that erupted Friday afternoon and prompted evacuations.
We're the top priority fire in the state right now. We have great crews there on the ground, and with the support with the aircraft, that we'll make some progress with this fire.
That was a spokesperson for CAL FIRE. As of Saturday afternoon, the Oak Fire has grown to 11,900 acres with zero containment. Meanwhile, the Washburn Fire, which firefighters had been working on since last week, was 79% contained after burning about 7.5 square miles of forest. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Police are investigating the death of an 11-month-old boy who had been in a parked vehicle for a long period of time before being found and pronounced dead. Police say the boy's mother inadvertently left him in the car while at work and found him unresponsive after her shift. Once the investigation is complete, the findings will be presented to the state attorney's office for potential charges. This is the second Florida child to die in a hot car this year. To avoid forgetting children inside the vehicle, experts recommend leaving important items in the back seat and making a habit of opening the back door every time you get out. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president is recovering just fine.
President Biden says he's been able to manage his COVID symptoms despite having a runny nose, a cough, and feeling fatigued. The White House physician says Mr. Biden's oxygen levels are normal, and he has not spiked a fever. On top of that, he's able to do his job in isolation. The president is being warned about the rebound effect, where some people feel sick again a few days after recovery. Just ask Dr. Anthony Fauci.
That's exactly what happened to me. However, that is not a reason not to give Paxlovid, because Paxlovid succeeded in helping me
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
T-Mobile has agreed to pay $350 million to customers affected by a class action lawsuit filed after the company disclosed last August that personal data had been stolen in a cyber attack. Nearly 80 million U.S. residents were affected by the breach. In addition to Social Security numbers, other information breached included names and information from driver's license. T-Mobile said the settlement contains no admission of liability, wrongdoing, or responsibility by any of the defendants. The company also stated that it expects court approval of the terms of the settlement as December 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. So much to talk about in the sports world, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, hockey, you name it. The Dorf Man has got you covered in every way, shape, and form. Theme for me today is cry in the world of sports, and you may get what you want to get in return. And if you don't, well, just keep crying. Just keep crying, because that seems to be the way of the world these days. You cry about what you don't have, and then all of a sudden, you get it in return. Crazy. It's a crazy thought. It really is. But it's the way it's working right now. It's the way the whole thing, the whole world is working on every single level. Sports? It's just part of the mix. It's literally just part of the mix. All right, people. So tons to talk about. Get at me a couple few different ways. You can always holler at me, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on IG. It would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Thoughts, opinions, you know me, man. They're welcome. They're encouraged. I absolutely encourage you to get on board with me. 1-800-878-7529. Keep it close, everybody. Tons to dive into this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at me a couple few different ways if you would like. You can always call me, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG. It would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, people, want to talk football for a little while. And I want to go NFL. And I'm not going to bore you with my thoughts and opinions about Kyler Murray anymore because I've already done that in hour number one. I'm just going to leave it at this. $160 million guaranteed. $230 total. He'll be there till 2028. It's time to put up, man. Put up or just shut up. For real. Put them on your back and do some great things. And that would mean get a Super Bowl. I don't know if that happens for the Arizona Cardinals. All right, so let's go down some things here. So I'm looking at a lot of these teams. And I want to start in the AFC. I want to start in the AFC East. And I want to start with a team that I really, really like. And that would be the Buffalo Bills. And this Josh Allen kid. And everything that they're doing. I think it's pretty awesome. I think it's pretty fantastic. I think they were really, really close last season. And to me, the natural progression would be that they somehow get there this year. They got a really, really good chance. They got a, you know, look, I think a lot of all these guys, they make a lot of money. So when we talk about the quarterbacks in a quarterback league like the NFL, a guy like Josh Allen, he gets paid pretty well too. But I think the feel about a guy like Josh Allen versus a guy like Kyler Murray is you look at it and you say, this guy's going to win us a championship. He's going to get us a Super Bowl. And with Kyler, you look at it and you're like, wow, this dude's athletic as all hell. He's got this great escapability. But can he make all the throws that a Josh Allen can make? And quite frankly, the answer is a big fat no. And there's nobody in this earth that can tell me any different. Because if you do, you're lying to yourself. So, yeah, man, I love the Buffalo Bills. The Miami Dolphins going to be interesting. Like, I know a lot of people don't like Tua. A lot of people have their questions and their doubts. But at the end of the day, what has he done? He's won. He's proved people wrong. And now he's got a weapon in Tyreek Hill. So, like, similar to Kyler in a little sense of, like, put up or shut up, Tua's got some weapons now. And I think the Dolphins are going to be in the mix. I really do. The Patriots are going to be in the mix. The Jets, they're going to be the Jets. Sorry. But Mac coming back another year? Another year with Big Bill? Like, this is going to be a three-team race. And I think when you have a division that's kind of close like that, I think it's good. I actually think it's good. Because then you got to play week in and week out. You know, you're playing these two teams or these three other teams. You're going to play them twice. So, like, you look at the Jets, and you're like, that's a free spot on the bingo card, risk a couple wins. Not so fast with Miami, New England, or Buffalo. And whoever does get a couple of victories between those three teams, that might be the difference in that division this year. But I truly think it's the Bills to win or lose. And I think it's the Bills going a long, long way this season. I'm going to be riding that train a lot. I'm gonna be playing that card quite often because I love Josh. I've been on the Josh Allen train for a while. Big, strong guy can get out and run, and he can make every throw possible. That dude is good. That dude is really good. And I think Buffalo does rise to the top. Miami, New England, they're going to be there, though. They're going to be knocking on that door, and they're going to give them some trouble. But the Bills are the best. Bills have the best squad there. Let's go to the AFC North, where I think it's interesting with, obviously, Baltimore and Lamar. Cincinnati, you got Joey Big Game. We know that. I'm always interested to see how guys come back from a really successful season. And maybe a really successful season before they thought they would have that success. And maybe that's the case for the Bengals. Maybe it's not. I loved Joey Big Game coming out of LSU. I think everybody did. And then he got injured, and the way that he responded to that injury, I think it's extremely impressive. So I like the Bengals, and it's been a long time since people have been saying I like the Bengals. But Joey Big Game can play, and Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, come on now. One of the top 1-2 wide receiver quarterback combos in this league. A lot of eyes going to be on Lamar, though. And he's going to get paid, too. Come on now. He's going to get paid. He's another guy that, what makes him different than Kyler is obviously he's a bigger dude, but their skill set is similar. It really is. But Lamar is better, at least in my opinion. And it would be, what's the best way for Lamar to shut people up? Best way for Lamar to shut people up is continue winning, man. What happens in Pittsburgh? What happens in Cleveland? Just saw they signed Josh Rosen the other day. Like their first four games, I looked at their first four games. I can't remember who they play off the top of my head now, but I looked at it the other day. I don't care who the quarterback is. They're actually winnable games. The first half of their season, then they go through another tough stretch. Like, the next four are pretty tough. They're playing teams that were over 500, if I'm not mistaken. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens in Cleveland. So is this between Cincinnati and Baltimore? Probably. Probably. A lot rides on Joey Big Game's shoulders, and a lot rides on Lamar's shoulders. And will Lamar be able to get over the hump? It'll be interesting. I think the AFC South, kind of a joke of a division, probably the Colts and Tennessee. AFC West, that's going to be fun. Holy, you know what? That's going to be a lot of fun. Now you got Russ, you got Patrick, you got Derek Carr, you got Justin Herbert in that division. Whew. I can't wait to come back. I mean, I know I got a couple minutes left, but I don't want to get caught speeding here. But I do really, really look forward to talking about the AFC West, because that division is off the frickin' hook. But I like Buffalo a lot. A lot. I'm gonna start getting on that train early. I was on that train early last season, too. They let me down just a little bit, but Patrick Mahomes was just that good at that moment. And that was one hell of a football game, if my memory serves me correct. Yeah, we'll get into the AFC South, and we'll get into the AFC West on the other side. But you're going to hear me talk about Buffalo all season. All right, I got to take a break. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy bringing you through another one. Get at me a couple few different ways. You can always call me, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on Facebook. Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, I'm looking at the NFL, kind of going through these divisions a little bit, just with some initial thoughts about what I may think could happen in the upcoming season. And obviously, things are always subject to change. Injuries and things like that take place. We know that. But with that being said, AFC, I'm really high on the Buffalo Bills, if you didn't know. Really high on the Buffalo Bills. Looking at the AFC South, though, right now. Does anybody know who the Houston Texans quarterback might be? Good question there. They got a handful of guys that nobody really knows about. They're going to struggle. That's the bottom line. Houston Texans, holy cow, man. That's just a bad situation. Terrible situation. The Colts, little better situation, right? They bring in Matty Ice in the offseason, and he's a solid quarterback, but obviously a little bit older and kind of in the latter stages of his career. We know that. Nick Foles there as well. Keep an eye on that. Never know about Nick Foles. Jacksonville, we know they got the youngster. We know that, the rookie kid coming back from last year, who struggled, by the way. Tough season. Tough season. Like, not easy going out there and learning a new situation. Really tough. So Trevor Lawrence, tough season for him, first year out. Kind of expected. But when you think about it, dude was so successful in college, right? That, like, at Clemson, you don't have those kinds of issues because you got the best of the best. Think they'll be a little better, but not that high on them. This is a two-team race to me. It's the Colts and the Titans. And the Titans with Tannehill, and we know the running back situation there. It's great. But they did lose a wide receiver. So I'll be very interested to see what the Titans come back with, how they look. I kind of like the Colts more and more and more. And a solid running game from the Colts, too. Like, to me, it's the Colts. And then on the outside, maybe the Titans. Houston and the Jags they're just not that good. Let's talk about a division that is going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Let's talk about the AFC West, where you got the Broncos, you got the Chiefs, you got the Raiders, and then you got the Chargers. And you got four really good quarterbacks in this division. Can Russ go to Denver and have an immediate impact? That's the biggest question for the Denver Broncos, right? Kansas City retooled a little bit. They got get rid of Tyreek Hill, but they bring in a bunch of guys, Valdez Scantling from the Packers, a couple other guys that they bring in, and then a couple guys have to step up. Like Kelsey's going to have a bigger role, Hardman bigger role. Like guys will have bigger roles for them. Without Tyreek Hill, like, you know, it's not doom and gloom is what I'm trying to say. Patrick Mahomes, that dude will find guys. That dude will make you better. So I think the Kansas City Chiefs are in good shape. Really do. Might be in better shape when you get rid of a guy like that, because now you can spread it around a little bit more. I've had Tyreek Hill numerous times on fantasy football. And there are days when he gets 10, 12, 15 targets. So I think he'll spread it around a little bit more. And that's where I'm going to go with this next one. Like, I know Davante Adams is maybe the best wide receiver in the game. Going to link back up with his buddy Derek Carr, who he played with in college. It sounds like it should work out extremely well. It may work out extremely well when everything is said and done. But let's not forget Waller. He's got like all kinds of weapons. Ringfro, this guy's got superstar studs like on his offensive side. Their offense wasn't hurting before. So you would think that the addition of Davante Adams coming into the Las Vegas Raiders puts him over the hump to a certain degree, actually, if that chemistry happens right away. And then you look at the Los Angeles Chargers. Justin Herbert, a guy that has basically all the intangibles. This division is loaded with star power. At the end of the day, that's probably the most star power out of any division in all of the NFL. Denver, Kansas City, the Raiders, and the Chargers. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think those are the four best quarterbacks all in one division. Not meaning like the best quarterbacks, but the group of four guys that are in that division. It's pretty hard to say that there's a better four guys. Really hard. AFC West is not there. The North is definitely not there. NFC South, not there at all. Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say the AFC West has the best collection of those four quarterbacks. You put them in any division, and they're going to be tops. Like, we're talking about Derek Carr, and we're talking about Justin Herbert, and they're the two – they're the bottom feeders in this division right now. Put them in the AFC South, they're the two best. Tannehill and Matty Ice, I think they're better than them. Any of those guys. So, yeah, the AFC West is loaded. AFC West is going to be, it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. Will Russ be able to go there, have a huge impact, and make the Denver Broncos? The defense is good. The defense is really good. Does Russ make that offense go? I think he could. I do. I think he could. But when push comes to shove, I like the Kansas City Chiefs in this division. Patrick Mahomes and the bevy of weapons that he has. Some new, some old. And him and Andy Reid together, it's dynamic as all hell. We know that. AFC West is going to be a lot of fun. That's my point. AFC West is going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to jump into the NFC East real quickly because I think I can get this in the next 3-4 minutes and then finish up with the NFC when I come back on the other side. Dallas Cowboys, this is your division, like for real. Maybe the Eagles give you some resistance, like because they were a little bit better than we thought they should be. And Jalen Hurts maybe did more than people thought he would. what goes on with the Washington Commanders? I don't know. What goes on with the New York Football Giants? I think a lot there, because at the end of the day, Daniel Jones has been awful. Dude's been terrible. So at some point, you got to figure what you're doing. And then you got to go from there. Carson Wentz now with the Commanders, I don't think that makes a huge difference. Because truth be told, Taylor Heinicke, I thought he did an okay job. I actually think he did an okay job. And they got their issues for sure. They got their issues with the coaching staff. They got their issues on the playing field. That division's pretty pathetic when you really think about it. Is Dak elite? That's been a question for a few years now. Is Dak elite? I think he's on the cusp of being elite. What does he do with Amari Cooper not there anymore? Is CeeDee Lamb really all that in a bag of chips? I don't know. I think this is probably a two-team race between the Cowboys and the Eagles. The Commanders and the Giants will struggle. God, it's crazy when you look at the NFL, because you have a division like the AFC West where it's absolutely freaking loaded. And then you have like the AFC South where there's nobody any good. You got the NFC East where there's really nobody all that great. The balance of power is pretty crazy. Baltimore and the AFC North, that's a decent division. The AFC East, that's a decent division. But two out of four or two out of eight basically are awful. The Dallas Cowboy division with the Giants, the Eagles, and the Commanders, just a pathetic division. And then the AFC South with the Texans, the Colts, the Jaguars, and the Titans. Does that really interest anybody? Like, I'm not even kidding. I mean, look at the NFC North. Really, nobody's pushed the Packers for so long. What's interesting about that division? Not much either. Trust me, we'll be able to push right through that one on the other side. But at the end of the day, man, I'm going to keep... Who's going to beat Buffalo and who's going to beat Kansas City at the end of the day? Could Denver do it? Could the Raiders do it? Could the Chargers do it? Maybe. What about Baltimore? Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll see how things play out. Again, injuries. But I'm going to ride the Buffalo Bills extremely hard all season long. I'll take a break, come back, and we'll... get into the NFC North, South, and West. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Alrighty, my people, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. You can get at me a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call me. Let's chat. Let's talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Sorry about that. Get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. Get at me on Facebook. Dorf on Sports there. Get at me on IG, and it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, so looking at the NFC North, and obviously it's all about my Green Bay Packers, as we know, and it's obviously all about Aaron Rodgers. And he and I, over the years, we haven't always seen eye to eye. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it copacetic here. I don't think some of the things that he does makes him a great person. However, I do think he's a great quarterback. And I'm very glad that he is the guy in charge of the Green Bay Packers. With that being said, I think things need to get back to the way they were when the Green Bay Packers were extremely successful. And that is Aaron Rodgers passing that ball around to different people. And he's going to have to do that a whole heck of a lot more because he doesn't have Devontae Adams, as we all know. He's now with the Raiders, back with Derek Carr. And Aaron Rodgers is going to have to distribute that ball to several different people. I'm excited about Sammy Watkins, number one. I'm excited about Christian Watson, number two, the rookie out of North Dakota State, who I think will wind up having a very, very solid role with the Green Bay Packers. I'm expecting a little more from Amari Rodgers, the kid out of Clemson. I'm expecting a very good year from Alan Lazard. And I expect Randall Cobb in doses to be very good at times. We'll see the wear and tear on him. But this is getting back to doing what the Packers did for a long time. And that was giving the ball to 6, 8, 10 different guys. Not just keying in on one dude to basically be your offense. That's not how you're successful. I'm sorry, it just isn't. So I think that losing Devontae Adams brings Aaron Rodgers back to reality a little bit. Makes him remember what made him so successful. And that was the fact that he could sprinkle it around to so many different people. And ultimately, it's their division, man. They got the lie downs in this division. They got the Bears who... They're a mess, man. They're a freaking mess. And then you got the Vikings who... I don't know. Kirk Cousins, man, I'm sorry, but what does he do for you? What does he do for you people? Doesn't do that much for me. I do like Dalvin Cook, though, as a running back. I love that guy. And then they got a couple good wide receivers, too. Don't get me wrong. Justin Jefferson, I like that kid. Kid out of LSU. But that's the Green Bay Packers division, man. It's the Green Bay Packers division. Flat out, end of story. And then the question will be, can Aaron Rodgers make everybody else around him better? And I think he does. I really do. Big year for Aaron Rodgers. Big, big, big year for Aaron Rodgers. All right, let's talk NFC South. This has got the Falcons. This has got the Panthers. This has got the Saints. This has got the Buccaneers. I think it's between the Saints and the Buccaneers. That's where my head is. Obviously, Tom Brady was in and out of retirement faster than we could ever imagine. The Carolina Panthers picked up Baker Mayfield, but they already had Sam Darnold. In a weird way, I think this is extremely healthy for these two guys. And it actually might do these two guys some real good. Have a little competition. You both were like guys that people thought might be good quarterbacks in this league. Well, now you got a chance to go out there and try to compete for a job. Who's going to win it? Who's going to win it? Is it going to be Baker? Or is it going to be Sam? I don't know. I don't know at this point. I'd almost go with Darnold to start the season, to be honest. Just because he's got a little more familiarity. When will Desmond Ridder get a chance for the Falcons? That's the question I have there. When you look at their quarterbacks, it's... Marcus Mariota, I guess, would be the guy. But when does Dennis Ridder get a chance? I'm sorry, Desmond Ridder. When does he get a chance? Saints and Tampa Bay, like I said, that's what this division is about. Those other two teams are projects. Those other two teams have a fair amount of issues. When does Gronk come back? I'm going to guess around November or December. Another guy that has retired, but we know as soon as Uncle Tom calls him and says, hey, buddy, I need you to come back and be part of this offense and help us potentially win another Super Bowl. I don't see a way in hell that Gronk doesn't come to the aid of his buddy and say, yeah, man, I want to get back out there, man. The juices are flowing and sitting on the shelf and body's feeling great. I can play 6 or 8 games. Why not? Hell yeah. It'll happen. It'll happen. But that's between New Orleans and Tampa. And New Orleans, the question is how does Jameis come back? Good running game with Kamara. We know that. Two-team race, but I'm going to give the edge to Tampa. All right, let's talk NFC West. Cardinals, Rams, 49ers who don't want Jimmy G, and then the Seahawks. Probably a two-team race, but really a one-team race, if you ask me. I think it's the Rams division. Drew Lock, the guy now for the Seahawks, right? Like, so what's going to happen there? Geno Smith there, too? Seattle's in trouble. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Seattle's in a little trouble. Pete Carroll's going to have to come up with some magic. I guess I don't really understand the whole thing that's going on in San Francisco. And maybe I'm just unaware of how good Trey Lance may or may not wind up being. But again, here's where we're at with this whole situation. We're trying to figure out the potential of how good this guy can be. When you have Jimmy G, who has won football games, gotten you to the Super Bowl, you're trying to figure out a way to, like, push this dude out. I haven't understood it for years. I really haven't. Is he the best quarterback in the league? No, of course not. Is he a top five quarterback in this league? No, he's not. But he's had some success. And maybe if you made this guy feel a little more welcome, a little more comfortable in his role as the main dude, the guy that's going to lead your franchise, instead of always putting him out there on an island, like, dude, we don't want you, and we're trying to upgrade your position all the time. But yet you do a really good job for us, and you win a lot of football games. And you know what? You've even gotten us to the Super Bowl. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I totally don't get this one. So I think it'll be interesting to see how things play out in San Francisco. When do they pull the trigger? When does he get traded? When does Trey Lance take over? And will that wind up being the right move? Time will tell. We don't know that answer. Arizona Cardinals, what happens in the beginning of this season when DeAndre Hopkins is out for his suspension and now Kyler Murray just got this fat contract and he's got to go out there and perform at an extremely high level and he's going to have a lot of pressure now. I'm sorry, but when you get paid like that, there's pressure that comes along with it. So how does Kyler Murray respond to getting that big contract, getting that payday, having that security, knowing you're somewhere till 2028, and you have a boatload of money behind you now? I haven't even talked about the Rams, who I like in this division, who I think is going to win it. They're the Super Bowl champs, for crying out loud. They're coming back with their guy, who Matty Stafford was stuck in Detroit for so damn long. Funny commercial, too, by the way, that he's involved with the whole, like, trading your phone in thing for this old thing, da-da-da-da, whatever it is. It's freaking hysterical. If you don't like that humor, there's something wrong with you. But Matty Stafford, man, oh, man. Like, he's the best quarterback in this division, but by leaps and frickin' bounds. And he has a great bevy of wide receivers. Cooper Kupp, dude, is frickin' awesome. The defensive line, they're set, man. They could actually go back to back. They really could. They got a good squad. They got an innovative coach. They got a lot of things going for them, to be quite honest with you. I think that it's kind of crazy because I think the two West divisions, the AFC West and the NFC West, they all might be, like, those might be the two most dynamic divisions in all of football. They really might be. A lot of good quarterbacks. Maybe some of the best quarterbacks in the league, actually, when you think about it. So, yeah, the AFC West and the NFC West, in my humble opinion, are going to be a hell of a lot of fun to watch. And more so here, to me, what makes it fun about the Arizona Cardinals is watching this whole Kyler Murray thing play out on the football field. Was he worth $160 million guaranteed? In my humble opinion, absolutely. absolutely friggin' no. All right, I got to take a break, come back, do what I always do, parting shots, wrap things up. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf. Glad you could join me. Hope you had a good couple hours because I sure as hell did. I love talking about sports and I love talking to you people here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition each and every Sunday morning live 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Love you people. Really do. Anyways, a couple few things that I got to get off my chest before we get out of here. First and foremost, a couple different ways for you to get involved with me. You can always check me out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. And you can always check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there as well. Okay. Got to thank my professor of sports, John Poulter, for joining me in hour number one. And obviously, Robert does a great job of bringing me in and out and doing everything on the other side to make it possible for the program. So thank everybody involved. All right, let's get to the parting shot like I always do. Okay, so here we are in the sports world where I feel like things have changed quite a bit. I think people cry. I think people moan. I think people groan. I think you do that as long as you can until you get what you want. It's really sad. It's a sad state of affairs as to where we are in life, in all honesty. I'm old school when it comes to sports because I only know one way. Train hard, work your tail off, go out there, execute, and reap the benefits of your hard work on that floor, whatever it is, whatever arena it is.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.